ABC Listen.
Warning, a story in News Time today includes the name of a First Nations person who has died. Hello there, my name's Emily and you're listening to News Time.
Hello, Emily.
Hello.
And hello to News Time listener legend, Freddie.
Hello, my name is Freddie and I come from the Blue Mountains. And hello from Darug and Gundungurra country.
It's a bit of a numbers game on News Time this week. We'll hear about a surfing superstar who's been making lists and checking them twice. And we'll count down to blast off for a flyby of the moon. In our Wow of the Week, we'll discover why one country is spending over a year counting all the way to 1 billion. Shall we flex our numbers muscles?
Let's start the countdown.
Story number 5.
Off the coast of Queensland, a sailing boat crew got a big surprise when they found a stowaway on board.
A fish.
A koala.
A possum.
You're very close. Popping its little head out of the folds in the sails was a sugar glider.
What?
It's so cute.
Yes, this nocturnal marsupial, which normally likes to snooze in tree hollows, had climbed onto a boat moored to a jetty, fell asleep, and woke up surrounded by water.
Hey mate, can we go back to shore so then you can set me free, please?
The surprised crew had to work out what to do with their surprise passenger. And no, they didn't make it walk the plank.
They caught some fish and they fed it to the sugar glider until they got back to shore.
I think they tried to catch it with a fishing net they had on board or something like that.
Kept it as a pet until they got to land.
Well, the crew left the critter alone until they reached Moreton Island, where they caught the sugar glider in a pillowcase. They said it wasn't easy because every time they got close, it would bolt up the rigging. Thankfully, a volunteer from Wildlife Rescue Queensland was on the island and ready to look after the scallywag stowaway.
Looked after it and gave it food and water and let it sleep wherever they want.
After some vet checks, the sneaky glider was sent back to the mainland on a ferry. You can only imagine the tales it'll be telling its mates.
I had a big adventure.
I met some weird things called people.
After its journey across the high seas, I think it's safe to say this landlubber won't be tucking itself into a boat sail ever again.
Story number 4.
You might remember hearing on News Time last year about Aussie surfing star Molly Picklum. At the age of 22, Molly won her first world surfing title, but it wasn't easy. How do you think she prepared for the comp?
Do a lot of push-ups and train.
I would practice and practice and practice and practice and practice every day.
Wax my board down.
That would take care of the physical preparations, but Molly also works hard on preparing her mind for surfing too. She writes something she calls her admit it list.
A list where you write down things that you need to admit.
Molly says her admit it list is a way of writing down all the worries she's carrying in her mind before a surfing comp. It could be that she feels too tired to surf or remembering a time when she didn't quite catch a good wave.
Because if you catch a big wave, then you might fall off.
Molly reckons writing these things down helps her face those worries rather than running away from them.
I didn't know a list could do such a thing. So she can forget and focus what she's supposed to be doing.
So she can take time to think about them and to figure out what she can do to not worry about those things.
Exactly. 4 years ago, Molly's worries about performing meant she couldn't even catch a wave. Now, though, her admit it list has got her up on her board and winning big. And she's writing positive stuff on her list as well.
It's pretty amazing that writing stuff down can help you win.
It sure is. Great stuff, Molly.
Story number 3.
Just a few weeks ago on Bundjalung country in northern New South Wales, more than 1,000 people gathered to remember Widjibal and Wyjibal woman Rhoda Roberts, who died last month at the age of 66.
To celebrate how special she was.
Because they made a big difference in the world and it's right to respect them.
That's right. Rhoda has been called a First Nations trailblazer, a woman who led the way in the performing and creative arts for many, many years. Rhoda worked hard to showcase Indigenous culture, music, art, stories, and history across Australia and around the world.
To continue the generation and the culture.
Because it's special.
Rhoda is also the person who coined the term welcome to country more than 40 years ago.
It's where Aboriginal people welcome people into their country.
It's what Indigenous people say to let us know that we're on Aboriginal people's land. They do it at our school.
That's right. It's when Aboriginal people welcome others to their lands, and it acknowledges that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders were the first peoples on the lands where we live and play.
People will probably remember her every time they hear someone do the welcome to country.
At her memorial service, Rhoda was remembered for encouraging others to be generous and kind, and her advice to never judge others, because you never know what people are going through.
That's great words, and it's actually very true.
It's like the saying, don't judge a book by its cover. It will help everyone to be kind and the world to be fairer.
The ceremony was filled with cultural connection, including a smoking ceremony and ceremonial dancing with men, women and children performing.
Lots of people cared about her and we're thankful that she made Welcome to Country.
Because she helped.
Story number two.
You might have seen some sparks flying recently.
Getting ready for blast off. Countdown from 10. Lift off.
It's blasting us to Jupiter.
Not quite that far.
Artemis 2 rocket is launching and they're travelling to a place near the moon where no human has ever been.
Yeah, you know your stuff. Just over a week ago, NASA launched the first crewed mission to the moon in more than 50 years. Four astronauts boarded the Artemis 2 mission for a 10-day mission to the moon. But unlike previous missions, they aren't landing on the moon. Do you know why?
Searching for clues. Because they want to meet some aliens.
You never know who you might meet along the way. NASA wants to land its astronauts on the moon in future and even spend some time there. But before they can do that, they need to make sure everything works. So they're testing the spacecraft and its systems and learning how people like you and me could handle life in deep space. If everything goes well, there's a plan to land on the moon during the Artemis 4 mission in 2 years' time. And the very, very cool thing is that this mission is being supported by people right here in Australia.
Using the dish in park so that they can talk to them.
It's not the famous dish that's helping this time, but rather the Canberra Deep Space Communication Complex that's been receiving the feed from the astronauts for part of the mission.
Cheering them on.
This mission is the first step for NASA's hopes to build a moon base. What do you think? Would you like to live on the moon?
No, because I don't want an oxygen mask on all the time. Imagine if you had an itch, but you were outside in your space suit. That would be so annoying.
No, because I like to be on the ground, but I'd probably have a few holidays there.
The crew of Artemis 2 has had quite an adventure. They've eaten rehydrated meals, had some trouble with their toilets, and looked out their windows to see the moon's cliffs and canyons. What a blast! All right, Earthlings, it's time for our...
Wow of the Week!
This story made me go wow because, like, how could they count all those people?
Here's a question. What's the highest number you can count to?
10? 1,000, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I can count to a billion, but it would take a long time.
Well, counting to a billion is what's happening in India right now, because they're getting a census underway for the first time in 15 years.
Where they get everyone in the land to go to one spot and they get counted.
That's the one. A census counts all the people who live in a particular country and asks them questions to discover more about them. Taking a census is always a big job. But in India, the most populated country in the world with more than 1 billion people, it's a mammoth task. How do you think they count everyone?
By using more than just one person. They use a machine, like the scanner things at the airport, and they walk through it and it counts them.
They could do like 100 people each of them, add them all together.
Well, get this. More than 3 million people are going to count the population of India, and it's going to take them a whole year to get it done.
No way.
Yeah, and every person is going to be asked 33 questions, which will help government officials know more about their country and how to care for the population. They ask things like, what's the main cereal eaten in your house? And does your house have a concrete or thatched roof?
What's your favourite thing about India?
Do you have any pets? Do you like tomatoes?
With a population of nearly 28 million people, Australia's census is still a big job. Here, they happen every 5 years, with the next one taking place in August. So there's something you can count on, counting down the months until you're counted. Alrighty, I hope you've been listening carefully, because it's time for today's quiz. Question one. Where was the sugar glider having a nap? In the sails of a boat. Question 2. What's the name of the list that Molly Picklum writes before she competes? It's an admitted list. Question 3. Why did Rhoda Roberts say you should never judge others? Because you never know what they're going through. Question 4. What's the name of the mission that's just done a flyby of the moon? Artemis 2. Question 5. How many people live in India? More than 1 billion. But we won't know exactly how many until after the census. So, how'd you go? If you'd like to be a Newstime listener legend like Freddie, ask your grown-ups to head to the Newstime page on the ABC Kids Listen website.
Thanks, Emily.
You're very welcome. I've been inspired to count the birds out my window. Catch you next time. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Oh, could you stop moving, please? Newstime is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For other awesome podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, head to the Kids tab on the ABC Listen app. It's free from your app store.